This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, really, once again, allow us to express our greetings to the Attribune as well. Once again, I express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to once again interact and to share with the Attribune. Before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information, and that once again opening your consciousness and entering into that meditative state is quite easy for you to accomplish. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and the energy that you have created will assist you in that transformation and in that alteration of your consciousness. And once again, as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we spoke to you of alterations in this reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that based upon your current beliefs and belief systems have the potential to be experienced in your awakened consciousness state, to become part of your reality. And for many, those alterations, those changes in your reality creation process seem to be pretty far off there, almost beyond the realm of possibility. We spoke to you of the capacity and the potential possibility of you entering into an era and beginning to understand that time and space are illusionary in terms of your ability to travel, if you wish, to transfer your consciousness from one area to another. And that by understanding that space is an illusion, that it's possible for you to become aware of that consciousness in other areas and consequently transfer your consciousness, not so much to that other area, but to the awareness that you already exist in that other area. That seems for many to be quite far-fetched. However, when you compare that to some of these so-called advancements that you've made in the technology that you utilize in your current day-to-day activities and creation process, it's not really that advanced at all. If you were to look back, once again, to use your belief in time and space, if you were to look back in your so-called history, perhaps 400 to 500 years of your history, you would see that for one to embark on a journey to cross, for example, what you refer to as your oceans, at that time it was a very, very difficult journey to accomplish. Your means of transportation at that time was limited to what you could experience either in the water or on your surface. It was very difficult for you to even begin to comprehend that it was possible for you to utilize the air as a form of transportation. And so this journey to go from one continent to another was a very perilous type of adventure. And the chances of one making it without having experienced some very unpleasant and difficult times was remote indeed. It was expected that it would be a very, very long, very, very tremendously difficult journey to accomplish that. Moving from one of your continents to another. A journey that under the best of circumstances would take weeks, and under normal types of circumstances would be months in accomplishing. If you were to suggest at that time that in the future you would develop a type of transportation that you not only could experience in a matter of hours, but in less than a day, within less than half of your so-called day, this journey across these oceans that at one time were very difficult, took weeks and even months to accomplish, would now accomplish in less than a half of a day. Not only would you accomplish it in less than a half a day, you would accomplish it without experiencing any discomfort. And in fact, you would expect to accomplish it in comfort as opposed to discomfort. And that you would expect that there would be very few difficulties, and the chances of there being some type of a disaster would be remote. It was not something that you would even expect to experience in your so-called modern day travels. Not that it doesn't experience, but it's very rare. It's quite rare that there would be a difficulty experienced, some type of a catastrophe experienced in that journey from one continent to another. And yet in your so-called past, in your history, not only was it rare that one would make that crossing without experiencing some difficulties, but it was expected that there would be difficulties. It would be a very difficult, very uncomfortable journey. And so you have accomplished, in your so-called advancements of technology, going from what was once a very difficult, very long, in terms of your belief in time and space, journey from one continent to the other, where you have achieved technological advances, if you wish, that allow you to experience that same transfer from one continent to another, not only in a very short period of your so-called belief in time and space, but as well without any expectation of experiencing discomfort in that journey. To believe what we suggest, that it's possible for you to understand that your consciousness already exists from one area to another. It is simply a process of becoming aware of that consciousness and quite consciously being able to experience that reality from one space to another, with the understanding that space is illusion, is not nearly as difficult a belief or a jump in your belief systems as it was to experience that. A journey that was very difficult, very dangerous, and involved months, many times, of travel in which, indeed, many times, there was loss of life and loss of your vessels that you were utilizing that others were not even aware of occurred, let alone knowing the area in which it occurred, to going to a time in your so-called history where you would currently are involved in the transfer from one continent to another in a matter of moments as opposed to a matter of weeks, and that this journey is accomplished in relative comfort with the expectation that there would be no problems at all, as opposed to the experience that you had in your so-called history when it was expected it would be a very difficult journey that involved a huge amount of time. The jump from your so-called current to what we would suggest is a possibility that many are believing and imagining is possible. The jump to this transference of your consciousness with the understanding that it already exists in another area is not nearly as difficult a concept to grasp as it would be for you incarnates that existed in this so-called historic period where a journey was very difficult indeed to go from one continent to another. And so when you utilize that type of a comparison, what we're suggesting doesn't seem so far-fetched at all, absolutely not. When we talk to you as well about the ability to store knowledge within a very small span in a capacity that's beyond what you comprehend in your so-called present-day activities of storing knowledge in your electronic equipment. Once again, if you compare that back to your 400 or 500 years ago, when the only utilization method that you utilized to store energy was, or to store knowledge was, to physically write out on your pieces of parchment or paper or whatever medium you were utilizing a certain knowledge in order to retain that knowledge and have the capacity to share it with another that did not exist within that same period or within that same space. If you were to suggest at that time that it would be possible at some point to store that knowledge in such a medium that it would be available to someone almost virtually anywhere on your Earth system, almost instantaneously, you would have been looked upon as being utilizing your imagination in a manner that was incomprehensible. And so to suggest, once again, that you, in your current belief systems, are on the verge of creating a method that's possible to store that energy, to store that knowledge within a type of apparatus that can contain all of the knowledge that you currently store throughout all of the devices throughout your Earth system is not nearly as much of a stretch as it was to compare it to that, once again, 500 years ago in any type of belief in such capacity to store knowledge was absolutely incomprehensible. And so all of the particular beliefs and belief systems that we have suggested that are being held in your so-called current incarnational period that had the capacity to be potentially experienced in your awakened consciousness state are not nearly as far out there, if you wish, as what your current existence would be if compared to the incarnations that you experienced 400 to 500 years ago. And when we refer to the atrocities that you perceive as occurring throughout your Earth systems, as well, and you compare that to your interactions that were experienced 400 to 500 years ago, the knowledge of those interactions is now available to the majority of entities that exist on your Earth system. And the majority of entities that exist on your Earth systems are once again changing into entities who understand that their conscious thoughts and feelings, their conscious choices and decisions, their conscious imagination and desires and expectations influence this reality. Is so far beyond what you experienced 400 to 500 years ago that it once again is not such a stretch of your imagination in order to understand that those conscious choices and decisions, conscious thoughts and feelings and utilization of your imagination and expectations will influence the realities of societies that are occurring throughout your entire Earth system, not just this small little area that's in your so-called past, in your so-called history, that you chose to be resigned to accepting and to understanding. As a result of this capacity, the utilization of your various methods of communication, you no longer live in this separation, if you wish, from other societies that are existing throughout your vibrational level. And in your awakened consciousness state, once again, entities are beginning to understand that their conscious thoughts and feelings, that the choices and decisions that they make, that the understanding that this reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love will influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state and will indeed result in what we refer to as the peacemaker. What we refer to as a time when you will be experiencing what you currently would desire as being a very peaceful existence in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It is not such a stretch to grasp that imagination and that understanding. Absolutely not. When one begins to understand that it's through lacking who you are, loving yourself consciously, that you can begin to influence the reality consciously in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And when more entities begin to realize that it's through this self-love and it is through loving others that you create the understanding and the interactions between each other that allow for a peaceful coexistence. And you begin to understand that the way to end atrocities is not by the creation and the implementation of more atrocities, but rather to understand that each of you is creating a reality that's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And to believe that an atrocity can be controlled by a counter-atrocity simply perpetuates the situation. To understand that it's all a creation based upon misunderstanding, that it comes from a position of absolute unconditional love, allows one to once again experience consciously unconditional self-love, and consequently have the ability and the capacity to love others and to allow others to be who they are without judging whether it's right or wrong, and without attempting to inflict one's own beliefs or belief systems on another. When that occurs, as we have suggested will occur, should you continue on your current belief systems, you will once again be into the era of what we refer to as the peacemakers, and experiencing what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as a peaceful coexistence with other entities on your Earth systems. And in that particular element of understanding that the creation is from a position of absolute unconditional love, and this is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your imagination and your expectations, then, as we have suggested all along, the only limitations to your creation process is your imagination. To understand that it's an illusion gives you the capacity to experience whatever it is that you desire without limitations, without any type of reality that's beyond your capacity to experience if you have but the ability to imagine. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. you create each and every element of the entire illusionary reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. It's an illusion that's a validation of beliefs and belief systems, and it's only limited in its creation process by your imagination. It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Regarding consensus as you now see it, the future of our debt-based currency system as it now exists, will it continue to exist? If not, what will replace it?
At the risk of sounding repetitious, we would ask simply, what do you believe? Not only what do you believe, but what does the society that you exist in believe? It's an illusion. This type of an economical system that you utilize to create and to influence the reality you experience in your day-to-day activity is an illusion. It's even an illusion to the point where you base it upon what others believe may occur in your so-called future. How much more of an illusion can you have than to base an economy based upon an illusionary future that is not, is your belief in time and space existed? And indeed, to base it many times on this illusionary future reality that some individual makes a statement that it will possibly be such and such a type of occurrence that's going to come in the future. You talk about an illusionary reality. Your whole economic system is based upon an illusionary reality. An illusionary reality that has, once again, to refer to your belief in time and space, not yet occurred. You refer to it as your future. Your futures have an effect upon your current economic situation. And yet, the individuals who are involved in this creation process would suggest it's not possible to predict your futures. We suggest that not only is it possible to predict your futures, but you exist in your futures. So what do you believe? It seems like such a basic question that we simply refer to it as some type of a common answer that we can utilize. But nonetheless, what do you believe? This reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. This economic system that you utilize is perhaps one of the easiest examples that we can give for a reality that's based upon an illusion, based upon what may occur in your so-called future. One has but to look at the particular activities occurring in your society to see how individuals within that society react based upon their belief of what they fear may or may not occur in your future. What it is that they comprehend may be the best chance of a particular element to occur or not occur, a particular event to happen or not happen. And based upon that belief, they hold a belief system of expectation of what will occur in your economic future. What do you believe? What does your society believe? What do the individuals within your society believe? You're currently involved as we look upon your reality and we utilize each of your belief systems. You are currently involved in a situation in your society where you believe that you are in some type of an economic turmoil. And yet, as we look at the individuals existing within this economic turmoil, and you utilize once again your comparison to your so-called past and present and future, the entities existing within your so-called present are existing in what you would in your awakened consciousness state refer to as one of the most comfortable, one of the most advanced, and one of the most affluent societies that you have experienced. And yet, many of these individuals who are experiencing, as far as we can see by your beliefs and belief systems, no type of difficulties at all in terms of their economic experience, still hold a belief that they're in some type of turmoil. When you hold that belief, and you hold it as an individual, and you hold it as a society, you have a tendency to create the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. And when individuals believe that your economy is in a very strong position, they react accordingly, and you experience a reality based upon that belief. It's a belief. It's a reality that's based upon a belief, and it's a prime example of how beliefs influence the reality you experience in your day-to-day activities, many times based upon what individuals believe may happen in your so-called future. If you hold the belief, and if enough individuals in a society hold a similar belief, then you turn what might have been simply a probable reality, rather a possible reality, into a probable reality. And so what might have possibly occurred now has the potential to probably occur, to validate. It comes back to the same basic, simple principle. To validate beliefs and belief systems that individuals, that society, and that the human consciousness hold as being absolute. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Does that answer your question?
Well, it makes total sense in this case. I would get the critical mass. Is where can we see where that critical mass is in belief systems and where it actually will effect a change that will eliminate the anxiety that is currently in the world thinking?
It's difficult to give much more of an explanation. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If your society and if your entire earth system holds a belief that you are about to experience or are experiencing some type of a turmoil, then you will undoubtedly experience that turmoil. The only way to alter it is to alter beliefs and belief systems. When you alter your belief, when you alter a belief system, you alter the reality you experience. It's an illusion. It's like suggesting that this experience that you're having in your awakened consciousness state is not a desirable one, so why would you create it? And as we have suggested as well many times, the spark of consciousness that creates this reality, the spark of consciousness that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in that creation process. And so if you hold the belief that your whole entire economic system is about to be thrown into turmoil, the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in creating that reality for you without judging whether it's right or wrong. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you look upon it and suggest it as being desirable or less than desirable. It's rather ironic that when you are in these so-called economic turmoil, that there will be individuals, many individuals, who will exist throughout that so-called turmoil and not experiencing any type of difficulty at all. Be quiet. In their awakened consciousness state, be quite comfortable and quite happy with the situation that they're involved in and experiencing. A validation of beliefs and belief systems. Once again, while you, in your so-called belief systems on your economic situation in your particular vibrational level in this incarnational state in this time period, if you wish, while many individuals look upon it as being difficult, for the majority it's not difficult at all. For the majority they're existing in a environment, if you wish, in a manner that in your so-called past, in your history, would be looked upon as being not only affluent, but absolutely unbelievable. There are other individuals existing within your system that do not experience that type of reality at all. In fact, for many, it's beyond the capacity to even understand or believe the type that type of existence is possible. But the irony of it is that many of those individuals existing in what your so-called affluent society would look upon as being a existence that would be a rather difficult and subsist existence type of reality don't understand that the individuals involved in that particular type of existence many times are experiencing a much more joyous reality, are experiencing a much more what you would again in your awakened consciousness state refer to as desirable existence, because they exist in a society and they exist in a reality when in their awakened consciousness state they feel and believe that they have what they need, and not only have what they need, but rather accept that it's all that they need. You see, it's not so much as what one physically has in this reality that allows one to experience what you refer to as a desirable or positive experience, but rather that one is accepting that the reality that they're experiencing is the one that they desire. And it gives to them all that they desire to have in their reality. They experience love and self-love. They experience acceptance of who they are within a society that they believe, once again, generates all it is that they desire to experience. And, once again, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine, and what it is that you expect. And if that expectation, and if that reality is providing what it is that you desire, then based upon physical possessions really plays little part in whether one is involved in what you refer to as a very positive or very desirable experience. And so many of those entities who are existing in what you would refer to as a very less than desirable situation and a very less than desirable societal activity as compared to the society that your so-called advanced Western world exists in. Many of those individuals in that which you would refer to or as what your society would refer to perhaps as less than desirable is actually for those people not only desirable but a full fulfillment of their expectation, and therefore bringing to them what the Esther view desires, which is a very positive experience and understanding of who and what they truly are, and a capacity to love not only themselves but those that are involved in their society. And so this we hesitate to utilize the word, but this preoccupation with one's worrying about your economical situation in your society has a tendency to, once again, allow one to experience a validation of the belief and belief system. If you believe that this economical situation that you're involved in is one that's about to lead to a very, very dangerous position, then once again, you create the reality you desire. Your reality is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. If you believe that it's necessary for you to acquire all types of wealth in order to attain some type of a joy or existence, then you can have that. We're not suggesting for an instant that that's right or wrong. But with it as well comes limitations. And it's possible to have that, absolutely. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. But when you begin to believe that it's necessary for an economic system to be sustained in order for you to sustain your happiness, and you begin to believe that there's flaws in this economic system and it can suddenly go sideways, and as a result, you lose your capacity to enjoy this existence in your awakened consciousness state, then you, if you hold the expectation as a result of that imagining what it would be like, and holding the belief that it's about to occur, create the reality to validate the belief and the belief system. If your society as a whole believes that you are an economic turn down, then you will experience it. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. You can look into your so-called history and see all types of examples of where a simple turnaround in either direction is either what you would refer to as a positive or negative activity in your economic system is based upon simple ideas, simple beliefs and belief systems. When your majority of your society believes that you are in a very strong economic position, then you create the reality to validate the belief. And once again, when it's exactly the opposite, then you create that reality to validate that belief as well, and the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. And you can once again find all types of examples where the simple thoughts, choices and decisions of individuals have enormous impact upon your society, upon your economic development in your society, where an individual, through their choices and decisions, through their thoughts and feelings, through what it is that they desire, can have enormous impact. Whether you would choose to label that impact as positive or negative is irrelevant. Have enormous impact upon your economical reality simply by expressing those thoughts and feelings, those choices and decisions, what it is that they expect to experience. We've suggested that you are about to enter into alterations in the way that you utilize your energy in terms of your existence within this vibrational level. We suggested that you're about to alter your capacity to store information and to share and distribute that information in your awakened consciousness state, all based upon belief systems. All based upon belief systems that are currently held by individuals and a large amount of individuals in your current incarnational period in this vibrational level. This economic situation that occurs and alters back and forth between what you refer to as positive and negative is as well influenced by what individual in your current incarnational period hold as beliefs and belief systems, choices and decisions, what it is that they have the expectation to occur. If you don't like the reality you experience, alter the beliefs and belief systems. And that applies not only to individuals, but to society and to your whole particular vibrational level. What do you believe? What does your society believe? What does the human consciousness believe? In a combination of those beliefs, create the reality. Whether it's a reality that has to do with your financial situation, whether it's a reality that has to do with your interactions with each other, whether it's the reality that has to do with your utilization of transportation, or whether it's the reality that has to do with your utilization, storing and sharing of energies and of information, it's all the same. What do you believe? What do you believe as an individual, as a society, and as a human consciousness? And if you don't like the reality you experience, alter the belief and belief system, and you will, without question, alter the reality. Does that answer your question?
Well, that helps a lot. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it has indeed been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude for offering these opportunities to interact and to share with each of you. And we continue to suggest that the answers that you seek are within inside. We express to you that information you desire to hear. To believe that we somehow have access to information that is not available to each of you is rather ludicrous. We exist in an entirely different vibrational level. We understand the creation process that we utilize in our vibrational level. To explain that information to you is very difficult, absolutely. But for us to have the capacity to understand the absolute utilization of what the beliefs are that you use to create your reality is also very, very difficult. We simply express that which you desire to hear. If you wish to have more intense, a more direct knowledge, then we encourage you to go with inside. We encourage you to seek the answers with inside. You cannot find them written in a book. You cannot find them expressed through some type of energy such as we portray to you. We simply give to you the information, once again, that you desire to hear. If you wish to have access to and to gain an understanding of who and what you truly are, then you must go with inside. You must go with inside and connect with that part that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And so we would encourage each of you to become involved in and to actively participate in that alteration of consciousness that you refer to as meditation, where you maintain the memory of what it is that you experience while you alter your consciousness from this particular awakened consciousness state that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And so we would encourage you to become involved, to go with inside. to find the answer that each of you so desire. Now, we would once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.